The Ramchal now proceeds to explain two aspects of Hashem's approach to judging this world. On one hand, the Pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, meaning the world or world order is maintained only through a king who upholds judgment and law. That's the king's job, that's a king's directive to maintain law and order. And Hashem approaches all forms of Hashkacha and how he guides the world through din, through judgment, through mishpat, and through truth. We know that, we've clarified already, that Hashem's whole purpose in creating the world was to bestow the ultimate good upon his creations, lahaytiv, to be maytiv. However, that love itself demands that Hashem carry out judgment in order to enable everybody to achieve their best possible self, their potential. The Pasuk says, Ki kasher yiyaser ish es benoi, Hashem alekecha miyasrecha. Just as a person will punish his son, and in other words, be strict with his son. And why? Because he loves his son and wants him to succeed and knows that if he doesn't encourage him strongly and set boundaries, then he will never grow. So likewise, Hashem will exact judgment in order to perfect us and help us grow. The Mishpat comes from a source of love, of Ahava. Being that the rebuke comes from a source of love, like a father, the punishment will be softened and not cruel. It won't be axorious, because of the love that Hashem has will dilute the strict judgment. And secondly, at times Hashem will choose to overlook the strict letter of the law totally. As the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet HaEgel, V'chanoisi es asher achayin, V'richamti es asher arachim. I will choose to be kind to who I want to be a kind to, and I can have mercy on who I want to have mercy on, meaning even if it doesn't fit with the rules of din. Since Hashem wants us to have free choice, bechira, and he wants every person to be responsible for his actions and pay for them or receive reward, so in that way, Hashem, so to speak, has tied his approach to the world according to our actions, and depending on what we do is how Hashem treats us. But this doesn't mean to say that Hashem is controlled, chas v'shalom, as Hashem isn't affected by anything in the world. Hashem chooses to administer judgment in this fashion, and at times he chooses to override the judgment process and will exert a form of hanhaga known as Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means Hashem is the only one who exists, and there is no power but Hashem, and there's nothing that has reality other than Hashem. So nothing can have power over Hashem, and nothing can influence Hashem's method of dealing with the world. And when Hashem chooses to utilize this hanhaga of Yichud, Hashem overrides din and corrects whatever damage is done in the world through sins. So that's the way Hashem kind of maintains balance and doesn't allow the world to self-destruct. So in summary, Hashem relates to the world in two ways. There's two hanhagas. There's hanhagas mishpat, where Hashem treats the world based on our actions. He punishes if we deserve punishment, chas v'shalom, and rewards when we deserve reward. And that's the whole v'hayim shemaya, that's we say every day that if we do mitzvahs, we get rewarded, and we get rain, and we get parnasa, we get what we want, need. And if we don't, chas v'shalom, then Hashem is v'chara af. And this is all, again, for the purpose of bringing us to our ultimate perfection, to be meitiv to us in the greatest possible way. And then there's hanhagas yichud, where Hashem overrides the standard process and corrects the flaws of the world, regardless of what we do, and thereby prevents the world of getting destroyed through mankind's sin. And that's what we refer to when we say Laman Shemoi bi'ahava. There's a concept of Laman Shemoi. Laman Shemoi is when Hashem does something simply for the name of his name, Kiddush Hashem. And that's Hanhagas Yichud.